Hey guys, this is Visisht, and if you are seeing the replay of the live stream I just did, remember that actually I did a live stream and the live stream just went bad because there was some connection issue with the internet and it wasn't working well. But I recorded the one part of the live stream, the more important part, the Apple event part, and that's what you're going to see now. And before that, I would like to say that there was a giveaway in this live stream that I couldn't tell, so I'm telling it now. There is a 5% off on Steam gift card giveaway, so please participate in that. There's a link in the description, so you can participate there and just enjoy this snippet from the live stream. This happened because, again, I'm telling again, my internet wasn't working well and the stream just stopped in the middle, so I couldn't continue to stream about the new Xboxes and Nvidia acquiring ARM. I will stream about that and I will make an episode afterwards, so please stay tuned, but participate in the giveaway and enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to our new stream and another episode of the Tech Geek podcast. And I told in the last stream that I will not be doing any other stream till October because I had my exams. But we have three new and like very big announcements that I couldn't ignore by any chance and wanted to jump right in and cover these announcements. Okay. So let's talk about what three things are we going to discuss about today. So yesterday at 10:30 p.m. IST, there was the Apple event and wow, it was great, but there were no iPhones. How ridiculous is that? First time I'm seeing an Apple event without an iPhone. Sad. And people say that, and leaks are saying that the next iPhone is going to launch in October, and that's when we'll get to see the new iPhone 12 series. So what did we see in this new Apple event? We saw some new iPads, like this, some new iPads, and new watches. So normally we don't have two new watches every time, and this time we have. So I wanted to show you guys what Apple did and why they would have done such decision, because there is a cheaper Apple Watch. More on that later. And Nvidia, the graphic card manufacturer, bought ARM from SoftBank. More on that later as well. And the all-new Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S. So more on that later as well. So first let's talk about the Apple event. And we got quite a few announcements. It was like different seeing an Apple event without an iPhone in September. Okay, so they launched the new Apple Watch Series 6. It is their latest and greatest flagship Apple Watch. What does it bring you, you might ask? Well, not a lot. That's what I was disappointed about the Apple Watch. They gave us a new blood oxygen sensor. That's the sensor at close up. They changed the design a little bit. They changed the software and the hardware to measure data metrics, and they added a new chip. That's it. There is the same ECG, the same haptic feedback and haptic engine. It's just a great Apple Watch, but with few improvements here and there. So if you go through the Apple websites like I am right now, you won't find one thing that is different. The most of the things that are different in this Apple Watch is going to be in the software side of things. So watchOS 14, And it's great. Apple has the best watch software out there. It's much better than Wear OS from Android. And I don't know what to say. They're getting new colors as well, so new design. And the band design, before it used to be to click the band and to lock it in the metal frame, but now they changed it and they got this new sole loop design that looks like this. And I don't know how it's going to be different because they didn't talk about a lot about this design. It's the solo loop, and it comes even in braided cables made from yarn, so that's pretty good. And also, while they were talking about this Apple Watch, I noticed something. They talked about environment, and by 2030 they're going to be carbon neutral, which is a great thing. But the Apple Watch doesn't have a charger now. It doesn't ship with charger. You need to buy a charger separately for the Apple Watch Series 6. So it got me thinking, this whole event, there are some bits and pieces from the whole event that are going to affect the upcoming iPhone 12. I just couldn't stop thinking about no charges with iPhone 12 and Touch ID in iPhones at last. More on that later when we are talking about the iPad. We have some new watch faces, and that's it. And we have a new S6 chip that isn't that better, but it is slightly better. Okay, the more interesting thing about this Apple Watch is going to be the Apple Watch SE. Heavy on features, light on price. You might have heard this somewhere, this slogan. Well, it is because this is the slogan of the iPhone SE, and iPhone SE is a hugely popular phone now, and they wanted to recreate that success with an Apple Watch. So the normal Apple Watch Series 6 right here starts at around $399 and 41,000 in India, but this one starts at 30,000 in India and $279. So it's slightly inexpensive, but it's not inexpensive at all compared to other watches like the Oppo Watch or the reportedly upcoming OnePlus Watch. And I don't know what to say about this watch because it's basically a Series 5 with a lower price tag. I mean, you can just buy the Series 5 at this point. Let me just show you. Yeah, you're getting a new design, but I don't think that's going to be a huge selling point of this Apple Watch SE, and it's just not that great. I don't know why Apple implemented something like that. But every time Apple tries to come or tries to make a budget device, they fail. You might be thinking, oh, iPhone SE is a huge success, it isn't a failure. Well, that's not the first time they went into the budget segment. We have the iPhone 5C. So let me just pull up a picture of that right now. iPhone 5C. Okay, yeah. This is actually an iPhone 5C, and it shares a lot of things similar with the Apple Watch. Not like the sensors or something like that. The way it is priced mostly. Because this iPhone 5C was like $100 cheaper than the iPhone 5, but you're getting a last-gen processor, a last-gen camera, and a plastic build quality. That's something you're seeing with Apple Watch SE today, believe it or not. You're getting the same design, but you're getting an older processor, so it's that S5 chip instead of S6 in the Apple Watch Series 6. And you're not getting the blood oxygen meters and all that, high-end stuff. You're only getting a basic fitness tracker with some basic functionalities with the Apple Watch software and the design. It is going to be great. But not to say that iPhone 5C was a failure, because it sold pretty well, to be honest. iPhone 5C was sold pretty well, and it was the largest, highest selling phone in the iPhone 5 series, because It's an iPhone. People are going to buy it. It's an iPhone. You're getting an iPhone at a cheaper price. People are going to buy it. So that's all about the Apple Watch and Apple Watch SE. And before moving into iPad, I want to talk about the new services they launched. So they launched this new thing called Apple Fitness Plus. So it's a new subscription service from $9.99 a month, and in India it's priced around at 150 or 99. I don't remember. It's around that price. But so what is this is, it will take the metrics from the watch, it will send it to the phone, where your so phone, iPad, or an Apple TV, and you can view that metrics real time while you are doing some workout. And they have, I guess, 11 or 10 different types of workout, and it was pretty great. First when I saw this, I was like, oh, now Apple is getting into fitness as well. But as they transitioned into this service, I felt this was more relevant than ever during these times, and it's actually pretty good. So this fitness app will be available on iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, and it will actually come today night, I guess, because today there was a update coming to all the Apple devices of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and watchOS 14, and tvOS 14. So all these updates must be coming soon to your devices. So if you're watching, if you're using any Apple device, make sure to update them today. And it's going to be great, guys. This is actually a pretty good service. Okay, then let's talk about the better one, the better service of all, Apple One. So it's a bundle subscription, and it is very tempting to an Apple user. So if you are in that ecosystem, you might as well just get this. So it is priced at $9.99 per month, $9.99 per month, and 195 rupees per month. You're going to get Apple Music, and it's a very reputable service if you're on Apple devices. Apple TV Plus, a really big streaming service, and there's some really great movies and shows in there. Apple Arcade. This is actually not that great of a service, because I have tried Apple Arcade and I just got bored within an hour. It's not that great and I just don't like it. But most people are going to like iCloud 50 GB. So there are two plans, individual and family. Individual starts at 195 per month. It's going to get you Apple Music, TV Plus, Arcade, and iCloud 50 GB. And family is going to get you Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, the same thing, but iCloud of 200 GB. So let me just get a calculator. Let it open. Okay. So let's calculate how much it's going to be if you're not buying the subscription. So Apple Music is 99 rupees. Plus TV Plus is 99, plus Arcade is 99, and iCloud is 75. So 372 rupees if you're buying them individually. And if you're buying from Apple as their Apple One program, you are going to get it for much cheaper. And this family plan is even a better value, and you're also getting a 30-day free trial with this. I am actually using an iPad to control this live stream right here. But I say, for me at least, this is my personal preference, that it's not that great. 195 rupees, it's not that great. Except Apple TV Plus, I don't find any value here. So I'm an Android user and a Windows user, so there's no need for Apple Music, because Apple Music is terribly, ter it's very bad, it's very terrible in Android and Windows web player. Apple TV Plus is good actually, so I can't complain about Apple TV Plus. But Apple Arcade again is only for iPhone or iPad users, and iCloud, it's just people don't need iCloud if they're not into like Apple ecosystem or they don't have an iPhone. People just don't need it. So for 99 rupees per month, you can get all this. And I wanted to actually say this to you. Most people, if they're going to buy a tablet, they're going to buy an iPad. If you're just looking for a cheap tablet, then you're going to buy an Android tablet. But if you're looking for a good tablet, you're going to buy the iPad. And with the iPad, you're going to get Apple TV Plus for free for 1 year. That's what I'm using right now. And it's just a great value there. So there's no use for 195 rupees per month. I actually feel like Apple Music is pretty good, but their Android app is not that great, and their player is also like meh. But the only reason I wouldn't consider Apple Music is because I use YouTube Music. My personal preference is YouTube Music, and I feel that is better, much much better at giving recommendations to users than the Apple Music. And even Spotify is much better. So it is a great deal if you are using you're in that iPad, iPad or iPhone, and you're in that Apple ecosystem. It's actually a pretty good deal, but for others it's not that great. Then let's talk about something that is mediocre again. The iPad 8th gen. So this right here, let me just show you again, is the iPad 7th gen. That iPad right there, the iPad 8th gen, this one, has the same design, almost the same pencil capability and the same keyboard, almost the same things, because they're getting it at a cheap price point. That's the reason all of the parts are recycled. But with an A12 Bionic chip that we saw in the iPhone XR, XS and XS Max. So that's really good, and I really like the A12 Bionic chip, and just great that they upgraded the internals without any extra cost. But it's sad for people like me who have bought iPad like 2 months ago. This is a very new one, bought this 2 months ago, and they launched a new one. So this was actually not expected at all. So that's the reason I feel it's kind of weird, a weird value. But if you are want to buy an iPad, you can still buy it. Let's talk about the iPad that is the best iPad of all time. It's not the iPad Pro, believe me. It's the iPad Air. Apple did so much right with this iPad Air that iPad Pro lacks some features than this, and everybody should prefer this one instead of that iPad Pro. First of all, it has that new iPad Pro like design, which is very good, and this is like 5 millimeter thick, a 10.9 inch display, which is again pretty good. But we only have a 60 hertz refresh rate, so that's what you should keep in mind. And this actually is an iPad Pro from 2018. You can consider it like that, and it starts at around $579 or $599. That's pretty good, and in India it's around 57,000. Wow, it competes directly with the Samsung S7 tablet, not the S7 Plus, and this thing just shreds that tablet off. We have Touch ID as well now. That's great to see, because I think this Touch ID will also be implemented in the newer iPhones. Touch ID on the fingerprint like this, and it's just great to see Touch ID back. And the design, I just love this iPad design, iPad Pro-like design. And chipset, it's the one you're going to see in the newer iPhones, A14 Bionic. So this should give us an idea of the performance of the newer iPhones. So I'm really eager to see what type of performance this brings, and it's going to shred the 865 Plus off. And it has second gen Apple Pencil support with Magic Keyboard support. Like, it's so good. Apple got so much right with this iPad that they couldn't get with the iPad 8 Gen or the iPad Pro. If you want to buy an iPad, a mid-range iPad in 2020, iPad Air is the one you should buy. It comes even in new colors. Like, who doesn't like these colors? I just love them. The new sky blue, green, rose gold, silver, and space gray. It's just great to see Apple bringing something like this to the masses. And there's not much to talk about it. And you're getting that same sensor from iPhone 11 Pro Max as well. So it's just like an iPad Pro, but at a cheap price. The only thing that is really missing, I think, is that dual camera and 120Hz display. And people are not going to use the iPad for camera. So the most, big thing you are going to miss is that 120Hz smooth refresh rate. And this even has USB-C. Like, come on, Apple. Are you expecting people to buy iPad Pro now? Because I think they will not. But I have speculation here, because in the iPad Air, they give 4G LTE. And okay, 5G isn't deployed yet, but there are rumors that the next gen iPhones will have 5G. So I'm having a doubt that the only Pro versions will have 5G and the low end versions will not have 5G and will have 4G LTE. It's just great. But this device, let's talk about this device, and it's great. It's just great. If you want to buy an iPad right now, buy the iPad Air. You can see the price difference of all these iPads right here. There's literally a 20,000 price gap between these both, and I would still prefer the iPad Air. Okay, so we are done with the Apple event. And